To Get You Fit Radio with your host, Irene Cook, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. Well, at this point, anybody that has ever been on a diet has probably been on a diet before. Losing weight is something that is much like a boomerang. It keeps coming back at you. It's no surprise to anybody on how to lose weight. In fact, everybody knows the secrets to weight loss success. It is keeping it off that is more of a mystery. And certainly, once people have figured out the successes of keeping the weight off and being able to keep the weight off, having that be a long-term goal is certainly something that people can take to the bank. Unfortunately, not many people, in fact, only 5% of the population of people that have ever lost weight can say that they've kept that weight off. And that's assuming that they've kept it off on the first try. So the 95% of people that have been unsuccessful in keeping the weight off have had to try and try again. So let's talk about losing weight the second time, or the third time, or the fourth time. It's not so easy, is it? As somebody that has had to do it myself many times, I would say probably a dozen times, it is dreadfully painful. And as a health coach and a nutritional coach, as my clients come back and have gained weight back or have found me after seeking help in looking for advice after gaining back weight, finding success in losing it a second time is often disastrous. So I am really open and honest with people in letting them know right out of the gate, it is not as fun, it's not as easy, and it doesn't come as quick the second time around. So today's show is going to be about weight loss success in when it is not your first time. So many times people do lose weight and they might lose 5 pounds. Or 6 pounds. And I don't really consider that a big weight loss. I don't place that into the category of a huge success. So when I say that you are losing weight for the second time, what I mean by that is somebody that has met their weight loss goals. For example, maybe somebody started a weight loss plan, lost 25 pounds. They met their goal, and then they gained it all back. And now they're going into a meal plan a year later or 6 months later or 5 years later, attempting to lose that weight again, or maybe more, because oftentimes people will gain back what they've lost and then some. So that is what I'm referring to. You know, the 5 pounds that we put on around the holidays or you know, after vacation, that to me is just a fluctuation that occurs. And that's a normal fluctuation. It's a healthy fluctuation. But a subsequent amount of weight, somebody that goes on a huge lifestyle change They adapt a new program. They change the way that they're eating. Someone that has lost 50 pounds and has kept it off for, you know, 6 months, a year or longer, then gains it back, however long it takes them to gain it back, then attempts to lose it a second time or a third time or a fourth time. I mean, people have done this many times. Like I said, I've done it a dozen times myself. And it is much harder. So I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about strategies on how you can overcome this, because I'm a true believer that when you go into a plan, whatever it is, whether it's a vacation or buying a house, buying a car, having a child, adopting a puppy, when you know what you are up for, you are going to be more successful at it when you know what you're facing. So surely you've noticed that it is more difficult to lose weight all over again every time you gain it back. So no, you are not crazy. And there is a concrete psychological reason why this is the case. It is a constant cycle, and yet it is all too common. It is encouraging to see these fast results in why people do lose weight. And I've done a previous show on this, and it is most of the time people do lose weight because they want the results fast. And they usually will do a diet that's too restrictive, and it is not something that's sustainable. And it will produce fast weight loss. However, it will then cause the person to not be able to keep it off. And this impacts your hunger hormones. What this means is it not only mentally, but it is also physically harder for you to lose the weight again. But it's those hormones that are actually working against you. So dramatic caloric restrictions and extreme dieting decreases your levels of leptin, which is the hormone that makes you feel full. It increases another hormone called ghrelin, and that is the hormone that stimulates hunger. But the bad news is that this is not only the case while you're on a diet. There is also research that shows that our hormonal levels persist in this way, also after the diet is over. Therefore, you're not as satisfied as you were before you were on the diet. So what this means is you are actually going to eat more than you did before, and you will gain more weight. So what do we do about this? Well, I'm here to tell you. Adjust what it means to be on a diet. And this is what my entire career is about. Those of you that follow me know that I breathe this every day. This is not what my philosophy was 25 years ago. This is what my philosophy is now. So if you're one of my clients, or if you're somebody that's listening right now, avoid cutting out entire food groups unnecessarily. Blinding out certain things in a plan because it worked for your friend or it worked for celebrities is not going to work for you. There are so many things out there. There are so many gimmicks out there. And making these little tweaks is what is going to cause this total overhaul and confusion to your body. I have seen it happen with me. I was able to undo it, and I can tell you it took a lot of years. It took a lot of education, and this is how I got into this field, because I self-educated and then pursued my certificates in this field. But it is not an easy thing, and I've helped others fix their metabolisms. But do not take things and do not restrict your diet because you think it's going to speed up your weight loss. The very first thing I tell people when you're losing weight is expect this to be slow and trust the process. Food can be your friend. When it comes down to it, this toxic cycle of gaining and losing and gaining and losing, and restriction and overeating and unhealthy relationships with food is causing you and our society this constant cycle of always being on a diet. So instead of thinking of food as this tool that causes us to gain and lose weight, you should think of it as nourishment and as a vehicle for energy and health. It should not be a pawn in your efforts to lose weight. In social situations, I know it becomes stressful. And I know people become obsessed with what they look like. And this can take over your life. I know personally from experience from family members who have suffered from eating disorders, it will take over your life. And you are certainly not alone in this. So remember, go easy on yourself when you decide you are going to go on a diet. You have to self-forgive. You have to know that when you're going to do this, it should be slow and it should be painless. I really don't know what the big rush is. Everybody wants this huge rush. And in the second time around, you want it off. You want it off fast because maybe the first time it came off really fast. But if you didn't do it right the first time, where did it bring you? It brought you right back to where you are now. And the reasons why it's harder is because now your metabolism is not functioning as healthy as it was when you first started that very first diet. So when you started that first diet, your hormones were pumping strongly, you were fine, your metabolism was ticking. And assuming that you either restricted your diet by taking your calories either too low or doing a fad diet by taking out your carbs, taking out too many carbs. You know, there's a lot of trends out there. I'm not going to imply, and I'm not going to waste valuable minutes of this show saying or not saying which ones are good or bad, but I'm constantly asked. But this is what I'm going to say. Just this last week, I've had an overabundance of people ask me about the keto diet and about intermittent fasting and about, you know, macro counting and about this and about that. This is my blatant answer. This is what you ask yourself. Sit back and say, is this something I can do for the rest of my life? Can you see yourself for the rest of your life not having watermelon on the 4th of July? Well, then you should not do the keto diet. Can you see yourself not having a brunch or breakfast on Sunday mornings with your family? Well, then you should not do intermittent fasting. What you decide to do should be something that you can do and sustain for the rest of your life. And finally, when I got this right, it's because I figured it out and I adopted a meal plan that I can do for the rest of my life. And I've done it for the last 10 years and I've kept my weight off. All of my clients, same thing. Whatever I have taught them, it is something that they can do and that they enjoy every single day. And they know that it's a slow process. They know that it's a healthy process. And they know that it's the big picture that matters. So how can we fix this? Well, you have to change your mindset. So going into this the second time, And yes, I'm talking to all of you that are starting up this summer, wanting that beach body. It's going to take time. So if you get on the scale and that scale has only moved a few ounces, then celebrate that. Because a few ounces today and a few ounces tomorrow is going to add up to a pound. And a pound this week and a pound next week is going to add up to several pounds. And before you know it, you're going to be down quite a bit. And the bottom line is that quite a bit is going to stay off for a long, long time. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and we are talking about why is it so dreadfully hard to take weight off the second time. A lot of the reasons are metabolic damage. And everybody seems to think it's various other things, hormones and age, and that is correct. But frustration takes place because after that first week, when you don't see the results that you saw the first week of the first time you lost weight, you instantly get frustrated. So when somebody loses weight the first time and they lose 3 pounds that first week, they're so excited, so excited. The second time, when their body is not functioning as well because of the damage that might have taken place, there's frustration that occurs. So anytime someone's frustrated, their behaviors are going to change. And when behaviors change, motivation drops. And when motivation drops, things happen that will cause behaviors and circumstances to cause the results to change. So when someone's not motivated, they might not get up and exercise as much, or they might not realize that they're grazing on food as much. And every little bite, every little nibble counts. So I want to talk to you about two scenarios. All right. Susie lost weight when she was newly married. She was super excited because she was able to drop 20 pounds in a month. When she dropped the 20 pounds, she woke up every morning and she had all that energy that she needed to exercise. She felt like eating fresh fruit every single day. She was so motivated to go to the grocery store and buy all of the healthy things that she needed to prepare meals for her family. And that weight kept coming off. She was thrilled, thrilled. She was on a low-carb diet, and she didn't really miss the carbs for that first 6 months until slowly she started introducing carbs again. The weight stayed off for a while until it started creeping on again. Before she knew it, she'd gained back all of her weight and then some. 5 years later, she tried losing weight again. This time it didn't come off so quick. After the first week, she hadn't lost any weight at all. So surely she thought something was wrong with her metabolism or her hormones. She got her thyroid checked. Nothing. She went to the doctor, blood work. Everything was functioning fine. So she didn't really feel like working out much. So she didn't. Instead of measuring her food and logging her food because the scale wasn't moving, she decided to just eyeball everything and guess. Started nibbling and picking at her kids' foods and realized that she was mindlessly eating here and there. Weight never came off. Do you see the difference? The motivation that she had the second time around was influenced because the scale was not moving. And the scale was not moving because she did not lose weight properly the first time. Now, I know some of you might have lost weight properly the first time. And that is completely a whole different case, but properly might not mean that you didn't restrict your calories too low. Inevitably, people start losing weight. And what happens is the hormones kick in and we just don't want to eat as much. So be cautioned when you are losing weight. You should never let your calories drop under 1,200 for women, 1,500 for men. In fact, people that are on my weight loss plan, what I do is once weight loss has achieved, we start adding calories back because at that point, the metabolism is moving, it's moving faster, and it's igniting. This is the time, the fire is burning. This is the time to start adding those calories back instead of taking them away. And the bottom line is have realistic expectations. So going into a weight loss plan the second time, you need to know it's going to be harder. I can't tell you how many times somebody has started a plan the second time, and it has been a total fail. And it might be somebody that has done my plan twice. And the first time it was a total success, and they did everything right the first time. But the second time it was a bomb. And the difference there is their expectations were set differently. You cannot compare your first child to your second. You can't compare your first vacation to your last. The car you drive today is not going to be like the car you drive tomorrow. The way you diet and lose weight today is going to be nothing like the way you did years ago. Your body has changed. You're different now. And it's going to respond differently. So you have to remember those things. And like I said earlier, set your expectations up and also know that when you start a meal plan, set yourself up with how you want to be for the rest of your life. It's much like building a house. When you build your dream house, and you walk through the blueprints with your architect, you want it to be perfect. So you're not going to tell your architect that you want to eat, lettuce only for the rest of your life. You're not going to tell your architect to not include pizza for the rest of your life. What you have to do is learn how to have these things in moderation and have them with the right portions. Portion control is huge, and learning moderation is also huge. So instead of over-restricting, instead of taking things out, don't go gluten-free if you're not gluten-free. If you don't have an intolerance, don't decide that taking out dairy is going to help you lose weight. Don't decide that taking out, meat is going to make you lose weight. If you want to take out meat because you're vegetarian and you have other issues and you want to go vegan because of having arthritis or other autoimmune diseases that might cause you to find relief in going with a different type of eating style, but don't take these things out because you think it's going to help you lose weight, because you're only signing yourself up for disaster. My goal for you and for all of my clients is to make this a one-time deal. Go slow, take your time, so you only have to do it once. No one wants to have to buy clothes and have to look at pictures of yourself when you once looked the way you want to look again. So easy peasy, slow and steady. Trust that process. Believe me, you will be glad that you did. So hope you enjoyed the show. And please trust that process. Have a great day.
Let's go. Your time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you're doing. It's all about where you're going, no matter where you've been. Let's go. Right now.